Hello, hello. Crazy things are happening in the world, and now I'm going to talk about some of them. Russia-related, obviously. I don't know if you have this phrase, but here we have the saying, the best for the kids, which surprisingly means that you should do basically the best for your kids. What do you think when hearing it? Good quality of life, opportunities, bright future, no wars and conflicts, best education? And a Rostov Region Ministry of Education thinks the same. That's why they're going to purchase realistic models of the Makarov pistol with non-lethal bullets. So the department wants to buy 743 models of a pistol for Rostov schools, and the state purchase is called All the Best for Children. The region schools should receive metal pistols with training cartridges that repeat accurately the work of a real combat pistol. Each model will cost the budget 37,000 rubles, about $340. At the same time, school will ask for поборы, which is translated as tributes, maybe. It's when the teacher tells you to ask your parents to bring $50, so the teacher can buy new curtains for the class. Should I tell you that $1,500 is a lot for a few curtains, especially for Russia? Maybe that's why my school headmaster had two-story villa in Turkey. Such pricing also surprised the residents of the region, because in marketplaces the same models cost much less, 15,000 to 30,000 rubles. I wonder why out of nowhere the government guys are spending twice the price on those pistols. It's almost as they want all the best for the children. Well, their children, of course. Because who else will buy their kids a 5-bedroom apartment in Miami, all while screaming how rotten and not traditional America is? At the same moment as they're buying pistols to schools for children, they're also busy working on other things, wondering how else they can make life here better, asking themselves, what else can we ban? Free speech? Banned. Adoption of Russian orphans from Western countries? Banned. Good life? Banned. Happiness and good future for citizens? Banned. It seemed like they already banned everything, but wait, there is more. Very creative minds out there in the government decided that they want to ban kids' toys and make a registry of them. One of the deputies, as you noticed, I do not say their names, so I won't be sent to court for insulting a person just in case. One of the deputies suggested to make the list of the right toys, and it should include the toys that do not contradict our precious traditional values. He said, "We are currently developing a new education strategy, including the concept for preschool education, because preschool periods are one of the main stages in the formation of all the main psychological functions of children. Therefore, we need a list of toys that will be supplied to them in both school and kindergarten, so that we approve the list for a certain age of children." Sounds North Korean? Really, it's like I'm watching a movie where people live in cells, go to lunch at a certain time to eat a cube of protein that has no taste, and then they go to mines to dig asbestos. What else do they want to ban here? Names for children. But there's a catch. This law is more or less normal, which is rare, of course, for our laws. On one hand, it's a ban, and bans are bad. On the other hand, it's a ban on something that can make a child's life worse. Although, bans are not always bad. For example, in Poland, there is a ban on communism, and this is based. Officials have created a bill that proposed to limit the possibility of giving non-standard names to children in Russia. The authors of the initiative also proposed to create large closed lists of permitted names. They say, "We need to protect children from the fact that they can become nightstands, tables, dumplings. We as a state must protect children. We are firmly convinced of this." And I actually support this. I often read news where children being given names that were downright stupid and humiliating. It doesn't matter if the child is beautiful, smart, social. If your name is Dumpling, I doubt that you won't be bullied at school, which can leave you traumatized as an adult. And while we're talking about it, in the State Duma, they decided to ban naming children with unusual names, but it didn't work out. Another masterpiece of Russian ingenuity. A family from Novosibirsk decided to name their newborn son Trump. They named him not Donald, just Trump. And guess the patronymic of this boy? By the way, if you don't know, the patronymic is a name derived from a name of a father, and it's given to everyone in Russia. For example, if your dad's name is Oleg, then your patronymic is going to be Olegovich. The boy patronymic turned out to be the classic Vladimirovich, just like Putin's. Yes, exactly. Trump Vladimirovich. Family decided that the boy might find life with an ordinary name too boring. I think they named him Trump because Trump allegedly wants to be friends with Russia, but sometimes he wants it, sometimes he doesn't. He changes his mind about this 5 times a day, and what will happen if he decides that Russia is his enemy and he will do everything to make Russia feel bad? Will they be satisfied about their name choice? I don't think so. I also find it funny how people here want a better life, but they always count on some foreign force, not on Putin. They think that he will not do it. They always act like, yo, I want Trump to win because he will make our life better. Kamala won't do it, but Trump will. What about you ask yourself, maybe it's Putin who should make your life better, not Trump? What kind of government is that you cannot count on them, but on some random foreign rulers? For example, the USA Treasury Department said that on March 12, a license issued by the Biden administration that allowed transactions on energy deals with Russia through Russian sanctioned banks expired. Now European countries and USA allies will not be able to buy oil from Russia without the threat of USA sanctions. This is a negotiation tactic to stop what I cannot say because of Gulag. So now Trump is the bad guy for Russia. I don't know. Will they change the name of the kids to some other name? Like Kim? Maybe Xi? Or Vladimir? I don't know. But what I know is that these people blocked me from using my card and cards of millions of Russians who wanted to leave. Just about 2 weeks before I wanted to leave to Georgia, I even chipped my cash for that. Those people blocked my Russian cards and payment methods from using outside of Russia. And obviously I stayed, because unlike other Russian bloggers that magically moved to another country, I couldn't do that. I don't have rich parents who could give me their foreign cards or just a lot of cash. I didn't know if I could get enough money from donations, and I didn't want to risk being trafficked, and I didn't want to risk my cats. So, they were still buying cheap gas from Russia using some magic license. Which is magic, obviously, because all the money that they spent on gas were spent here in Russia. Of course, on kindergartens, building roads, schools, public sector, of course, nothing else, and helping our neighbors. I forgot, we probably spend some of the gas money to help Belarus with something. See how good some Western politicians are, banning me from using cards there and paying billions right in the pocket of our great country. Banning me from using my cards totally helped Western countries with their goals, and that magic license helped with it too, like a few hundred billions of euro helped. And while we were talking about it, I remembered you can Google Vice President of the European Commission, Kai Kallas, and her husband's multi-million business was operating, guess where? Here in Russia. And just keep in mind that she's very, very prohibiting me from using my cards outside of Russia and entering Estonia, where she's from. Clown world. Oh yes, if you are a millionaire and don't know where to spend your money anymore, just send me a few $100,000 on this Bitcoin address or donation services using the links below, and I will move out of Russia the next day. I'll buy a citizenship in not so expensive European country, and I'll say everything without censoring myself. I bet Kai's husband can send me a small percent of the money he earned in Russia since February 2022, which will not affect his pocket, so I can buy a green card for $1.5 million. If you suddenly thought that due to the possible lifting of sanctions, YouTube will work again in Russia, no. It turns out that it's not enough to just take and lift all the restrictions, you also need to somehow apologize and humiliate yourself. At least this is what a certain State Duma deputy thinks. He made it clear that a normally functioning YouTube will not just return to Russia. One condition for lifting the sanctions isn't enough. He said that even if Google again gets the opportunity to make payments to Russia and service its equipment, several important questions remain open. The deputy said that the Google will first have to clear up all debts before returning to the Russian market again. If you don't remember, but Google forgot to pay a fine of 2.36 rubles to undecillion rubles, which have accumulated over the past few years at YouTube. I've never heard such words, 2 undecillion rubles. But this is exactly what the offended Russian TV channels are demanding from blocking their content on YouTube. Obviously, only big love for Russia will help make Google part with such a sum, but there's a nuance. There is no such money in the world, and there was never so much. If anyone doesn't follow this joke, I'll remind you that problems with access to YouTube began back in 2024, when Roskomnadzor began to artificially slow down video loading and brazenly lied that Google itself was to blame for it, because it doesn't update the equipment in Russia. But for some reason it works with VN. I cannot say the letter P in the middle because we have such a law. Well, here you need to understand that the majority of YouTube viewers simply switched to VN and continued to watch YouTube as they always did. But the authorities, as always, made lives of ordinary Russians more difficult and expensive. Russia raises its children from childhood. In Krasnodar, special forces in balaclavas came to a children's karate school. With machine guns in their hands and masks, they started shouting at children and teenagers to all drop to the floor and put their hands behind their backs. As they say, they were looking for illegal immigrants but found innocent children, scared them, and the police later called it all just some kind of training. The children were lucky that none of them decided that the bad guys had come to them and didn't start to defend themselves, because as we know, how a person in Russia was persecuted for throwing a paper cup at a policeman. Also, the children will be ready next time they relax in the club and the police comes, force them to lie on the floor, because they think there might be people with non-traditional orientation in the club. Gotta learn from childhood. And in Kaliningrad, there was a political scandal with communists, again. Local communists asked the mayor, Yelena Dyatlova, to allow the installation of a monument to Joseph Stalin, but the mayor turned out to be a based official and refused. Although refusing communists is already a bold civil act, because, as we know, our authorities love communists very much, especially Stalin, to whom they returned several monuments. The mayor referred to the logic and to the laws. In response to the communists, she reminded that back in 1956, the Central Committee itself recognized the cult of personality as harmful. Putin be like, ooh, not based. And in 1991, Russia officially rehabilitated the victims of repressions. In addition, there was already a monument to Stalin in Kaliningrad. It was destroyed back in the 62nd year. And now the Communist Party is fighting and demanding the resignation of the mayor. They took the refusal as a personal insult. In the official statement, the Communist Party of the Russian Federation called Dyatlova's position clearly anti-Soviet. As if that was bad! I wonder why communists always want to install monuments to those officials of the Soviet Union who repressed more people than anyone during the USSR. I'm sure there were good people who could have a monument installed to them. But Stalin? I mean, why do I act like I didn't know that commies are one of the most anti-humanity people on Earth? That's all for today. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, like, and leave any comments so this video gets recommended to other people. Also, you can support me using the links below. It's very easy. On Streamlabs, you just put your username, press donate, and log in with YouTube button so it logs you in. On Boosty, it's the same. Just press send and log in with YouTube. You can also send me messages there, but make sure that you allow me to respond in the settings, because sometimes people donate and I can't even respond, since they have that privacy setting on not allowing me to respond. Or use this QR code for a Bitcoin donation or Bitcoin address in the description. Thank you!